name is Chris Hughes. My guest this evening is Dr. Viv Valladares from the Rotary Club of Elizabeth. She's been talking a bit about her own background, and we're about to talk about a particular project in Vanuatu. So I now understand why you were keen to do an overseas project like this, but why? Well, what was the origin? Why Vanuatu? And so tell us how it began.
Well, it was actually the vision of our past district governor, who was John Campbell, who liaised with the club in New Zealand.
Right.
And New Zealand and Vanuatu are in the same district. And so with his contacts, he obviously...
this is the same Rotary district.
Yes.
So the clubs are associated in some way.
Yes, that's right. We are
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So they decided that they would have a dental project.
Yeah.
And for that, they had to get a team together. So they wanted a team leader, which they elected me. And then we had two other dentists, which I had to help in selecting. One of them just happens to be my own daughter, Agnetha, and another dentist from Clare, Susan Clift.
Yeah.
And then we had a hygienist, also from Clare, Michelle Hogg. And then we got a dental assistant from Alice Springs.
Right.
And all these areas come under our district, obviously.
Yeah.
So we put the team together, and we went to Vanuatu, which, as you know, comprises about 83 islands, but we were on one of the islands of
Infarte. I'm a bit vague about Vanuatu. It's out in the middle of the Pacific somewhere.
Yeah, yes, it's in the Pacific, close to the equator. Pretty hot, but we were lucky with the weather.
Yeah.
So we were meant to work with the Presbyterian Church of Vanuatu, who actually invited us, and there was a Richard Tatwin there, who's the secretary of this Presbyterian Church.
Is there a Rotary Club in Vanuatu?
There are actually two Rotary Clubs that we visited. One was the Rotary Club of Vanuatu, which consists of a lot of the expatriate community. And then there's the one which is called the Rotary Club of Vanuatu Grassroots, which is of the natives, the Nivan native. They call them Nivanuatu native people.
Uh-huh.
So Richard Tatwin was one of them.
Yes.
And he runs this eye and dental clinic, which is through the Presbyterian Church. And that's how he wanted us to come and work there.
Sure.
Now, there's also a mobile dental van, which has been actually... I would say financed and set up by one Dr. David Goldsmith from Ballarat, the Rotary Club of Ballarat. And he has actually set this up in 2013 with the help of Novo Dental. So this unit is really well equipped with dental equipment, and it helps us to go around to the schools and to other outlying areas in Vanuatu, which would normally never be able to receive dental treatment, because as you can imagine, the poverty line is quite quite low there, and a lot of the people are not able to afford it, or never mind avail of it, but they can't even afford it. So when dentists like us from overseas go there, we can do a lot for them. And so we actually worked over 2 weeks, from the 13th of June to the 28th of June. We were there. We worked between the mobile dental van and the Presbyterian Church clinic, which was also set up with a dental unit. And we actually saw quite a few patients. If you wanted to know some figures, I can give you some figures.
Just a rough outline of whether it saw 20 or 2,000.
Well, we actually saw 290 adults and 441 children. So that's quite a good good number. We actually did quite a few, near 508 extractions.
Right.
Because we found that the oral hygiene levels and the incidence of DK is quite high.
Yeah.
Just to give you some statistics, it's like from the WHO, it's about 4.4% there, as compared to in Australia, which is 1.1%.
Right, yes.
And also the amount of treatment that's available. For example, in Australia, there's one dentist for every 1,900 people.
Yeah.
But in Vanuatu, there's one dentist for 34, nearly 35,000 people.
Right.
So they were very happy to be able to get the treatment.
In Australia, the villain in dental decay is sweet foods. Is that so in Vanuatu? And has it changed with the advent of Western food, do you think?
Very interesting question. We found almost exactly that, that with the incidence of a lot of tourism, we found that the incidence of decay in the city areas, if you like, in Port Vila, was a lot higher than what we found in the villages, outlying villages, and that's because of the difference in the food they are exposed to. So in the villages, they have a lot of their natural grown food, and I guess because their oral hygiene is poor and they are unable to get dental treatment, they do have a lot of decay problems. But in the Port Vila city areas, it's because of the incidence of all their Western sweets and lollies and that sort of food that has caused the high incidence of decay.
Yes.
So it was very interesting.
Yeah. And so the proportion of your work when you were there was more in the city or more in the country or varied?
We were more in the city.
Yeah.
The town of Port Vila.
Yes.
So we did quite a few schools actually. We saw we went to five different schools and we would screen the children there. And so screening involves obviously checking to see their oral health.
Yeah.
Oral hygiene conditions and the incidence of the decayed teeth in their mouths. We did a lot of preventative work for them. We put a lot of fluoride for the children. So, like as I said, out of the 441 children we saw, we practically put fluoride for most of them, which was good. It's a preventative measure.
Yeah, sure. So there's no fluoridation of the water supply?
No, there isn't, sadly.
So when you talk about fluoride, you're talking about fluoride dental paste or?
Yeah, it is a material that we apply on the teeth so that there's an exchange of the fluoride ions onto the enamel,
right,
which helps to strengthen the enamel and thereby reduce the...
And what about common or garden toothbrushes? Do you have a campaign there?
Well, actually, again, with this mobile dental van that has been set up, they've also got a contract, if you like, with Colgate, and Colgate supplies a lot of toothbrushes and toothpaste, which we handed out very freely to the children. They were happy, and we did some oral hygiene instruction in the schools and, taught them how to brush their teeth. We spoke to the teachers. We spoke to a few of the parents because the age group in the schools that we saw was between 4 and 7.
Right.
So they would have to come with their parents, and we try to, teach them about dental hygiene.
Now we've come to our second piece of music, and again, Viv and I both like classical music, so here's a Mozart sonata, I think, played by Roger Woodward. Anyway, it's certainly Mozart. Let's hear it.